Welcome back to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen here on Yachting International Radio. Tonight's episode features a gentleman's motorboat, a show of boats, a big modern boat, and some electric boats. Let's get started. We start with Grand Banks, which has just announced the results of preliminary sea trials of its newest model, the GB85. The company says that its new boat performed beautifully during the trial and that it comfortably hit its 21 knot top speed. The 85 has been in production since at least November 2019. With the introduction of this large new model, Grand Banks says it is hoping to retain existing customers who wish to upgrade to larger boats but who had previously been forced to look at boats from other brands due to a lack of options from within Grand Banks. But according to Grand Banks CEO Mark Richards, that wasn't their only goal. They primarily wanted to, quote, deliver the most fuel-efficient, high-speed, long-range cruiser of this size in the world, end quote. To achieve this, the yacht used a combination of carbon fiber and lightweight vacuum-infused fiberglass to build the boat. And since the boat is lighter, less power was needed to push it along. The GB85 is fitted with a pair of 1,000 horsepower Volvo Penta IPS 1350s as standard, but these can be swapped out for two 1,000 horsepower Volvo Penta D13s if you wish. Either way, the yard says that the 85 is expected to have a range of about 1,000 nautical miles. The Grand Banks 85 is available in two primary configurations. One option includes an open flybridge with a hardtop bimini. The other option is for a fully enclosed, climate-controlled sky lounge. The interior configuration also offers two options. One version offers a main deck master stateroom, while the alternative arrangement is for a four stateroom layout below decks that the yard says can comfortably sleep up to 9 people. Grand Banks is an American yard based in Florida. They're the sister company to another American boatyard named Palm Beach Yachts. Both brands have a similar design language, offering classic trawler-style gentlemen's motorboats hand-built to the highest standards. The boats from both brands feature loads of elegant, handcrafted woodwork mixed with the latest technology. The hulls are generally deep V-type hulls designed for a smooth, dry ride wherever you take them. The Grand Banks range of boats currently consists of a 44, a 54, and a 60-footer in addition to the new 85, while the Palm Beach model range runs from a 42 up to a 70. And now from traditional motorboats to a massive, modern catamaran. Aquila Yachts has announced the launch of its Aquila 70 Power Cat, which premiered at the Palm Beach International Boat Show this past weekend. This is now the largest yacht available from Aquila, and it is truly massive. It's got a length overall of 21.26 meters or 70 feet and a beam of 8.2 meters or 26.1 feet. The boat effectively consists of three decks, the lower deck, located in each hull, the main deck, and the optionally enclosed flybridge. The master suite alone is 27 foot wide. Impressive. In terms of exterior design, the Aquila 70 boasts a number of great features. One that the yard has become quite famous for is its bow-to-bridge stairs, allowing for easy access between the flybridge and the foredeck. The flybridge itself can be open or closed and has a comfortable Portuguese bridge for easy access all around it. The closed version includes air conditioning to keep things comfy. The stern includes large swim platforms, a deep swim ladder, and easy launching facilities for its tender. The interior design has a European flair and is said to be bright, inviting, and welcoming, with a variety of wood finishes, soft touch fabrics, and colors available for customers to choose from. Despite its size, Aquila says the 70 has an impressive top speed of 27 knots, thanks to power from a pair of Volvo Penta D13 1000 horsepower inboard engines. And the included joystick control makes low-speed maneuvering easy. Aquila is an accomplished manufacturer of very popular power catamarans. Their current range spans 5 boats from a 32-footer up to this new 70, and in fact, they recently celebrated the launch of their 100th Aquila 36, and the range is actively growing too. They've got a new 54-foot cat debuting as early as next month in April. You can be sure that I'll cover the launch of that new model as soon as it's revealed, so watch this space. By the time you watch this, the Aquila 70 would have debuted at the Palm Beach Yacht Show. If you'd like to arrange a tour or want more information about it, contact the official Aquila dealer, Marine Max, in Florida, or simply go to aquilaboats.com. Organisers of the Southampton International Boat Show, British Marine, have announced that following the cancellation of last year's event, this year's show is going ahead at Mayflower Park from the 10th to the 19th of September 2021. The Southampton International Boat Show is Britain's biggest boating festival, and it takes place on the largest purpose-built marina in Europe. In 2019, they received over 103,000 visitors from the UK and around the world. British Marine says that this year's show will feature some upgrades over previous shows. The Southampton City Council has made additional land available, making this show the biggest one ever. There will be new zones created, with each zone catering to specific water sports interests. Sports such as kitesurfing, kayaking, paddleboarding, and windsurfing will all have their own individual show space. Classic boats and day boats will have their own space too. There will be demonstration areas, live music, guest speakers, and entertainment areas, which will all create a, quote, buzzing show atmosphere, unquote. If you'd like more information about the show, visit southamptonboatshow.com. Ticket sales will go live soon. Swedish electric hydrofoil boat manufacturer Candela has announced that it is building, quote, the world's first electric hydrofoil ferry for the city of Stockholm, unquote. The Candela P30 is a collaborative effort with the local Swedish government authority, Region Stockholm. The ferry will have a capacity of 30 passengers and is expected to cruise at 60 kilometers an hour without leaving any emissions, without noise pollution, and without leaving a wake. Candela says that the boat's environmental credentials lend it an energy usage that is, quote, equal to that of a hybrid fuel bus, unquote. The P30 rides on computer-controlled hydrofoils, which extend its range and, the company claims, will allow it to consume 80% less energy than conventional craft. It's planned for the P30 to be able to cruise on battery power alone for 60 nautical miles at a speed of 20 knots. Candela says the P30 is a cost-effective replacement for traditional bigger diesel ferries carrying larger passenger loads. But should the client require it, Candela can easily scale the P30's foil system up into vessels with a 300 passenger capacity. And since these boats rely on foils, their wake generation is much lower, allowing them to cruise at faster speeds on urban waterways without the disruption of the massive wake created by equivalent and larger vessels. The company says the foils are so effective that they can even put an end to seasickness. Nice. This isn't Candela's first electric boat either. Their main product is their Candela 7, which is a small electric foiling boat that has been in full production since 2019. It is, the company claims, the best-selling electric boat in Europe. And to be honest, it's pretty fancy. The hull, deck, and deck components are made from 100% carbon fiber. The foils are fully retractable. And the motor itself is an in-house invention that is completely proprietary. Impressive. But it doesn't stop there. The boat even has an app that allows you to remotely connect to it using your smartphone and control things like the music, the lights, and even the auxiliary power, so that you can get the onboard cooler going ahead of your arrival. Because ain't nobody got time for warm drinks on a hot day. The 7 has a foiling speed of between 16 and 30 knots and a range of about 50 nautical miles. It's available in several colors, and the company offers a variety of design and accessory options to buyers. It's also got a 9-year warranty on its battery capacity, plus you get free software updates. For more information about the 7 as well as the P30, go to candelaspeedboat.com. That's it for this week's news. Thanks a lot for watching, and if you enjoyed the content, remember to hit that like button and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you've got any questions about this episode, please leave it in the comments and I'll get back to you. Likewise, if you have suggestions for future episodes, I'd love to hear them. And before I sign off, just a reminder that when I'm not making these videos, I'm a copywriter providing specialist written content for the boating industry. I produce professional blogs, email marketing, product descriptions, and website content, all written by someone who actually understands boats. I offer affordable pricing and quick turnaround times, so if you're looking to hire a writer, I'd love to hear from you. Visit my website at richardhagen.com to book a call. This is Richard Hagen, and this has been another episode of Rock the Boat. See you next week.